a major, major thing. What was it all about? And how could something like this happen? We have the man who knows here, Fevzi Turkup, the gadget detective, is on to us. Top of the show for you, Fevzi. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good evening.
So, look, Fevzi, this was a huge, huge international story here. What was the ultimate explanation for this?
So there's been two outages, because there was the big one on Monday, and then it happened again to a smaller extent again on Friday, although Facebook say for different reasons, unconnected, it says. So that doesn't make them look particularly good, I guess. The big one on Monday, when there was an outage for some 6 hours in Facebook's various products, including Instagram and Facebook itself, was caused by a misconfiguration of their routers. So the services that they provide, that which is Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, do not run in a fluffy cloud, as the name cloud would suggest, but actually on the ground in very, very large buildings called data centers, packed full of large computers that are all connected to each other and then on a wide area network. Now, to communicate with the outside world, be it other Facebook locations or the wider internet, they use routers in the same way that we use routers in our homes. We have those little devices that through all the internet traffic flows in and through, out through. So they have the same thing. Someone reconfigured those routers, that's to say they changed the settings on them, and it was done incorrectly, and it was done in such a way that the routers stopped all data flowing in and out. Therefore, the computers themselves were running. As far as we know, they didn't crash. As far as we know, they were not attacked. They were just isolated. They couldn't communicate with the internet or with each other. So that essentially, you know, took Facebook and Instagram and other related services offline.
How much is Mark Zuckerberg worth? Do you know, Fevzi?
in financial terms, you mean?
Yeah.
or as a human being. I don't know. Yeah, he's a very wealthy man.
We'll look it up. Mark's probably doing 10 other things, but he's worth a fortune. And what we're saying is,
I think
not about him. He commands a major organization.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to somebody with little brain like myself to think that they didn't have multiple systems to check that if you're changing settings, you're not going to get it wrong.
Yeah, you would think. So actually, I recall now, because about I think about $16 billion was wiped off his net worth with the stock price going down. But I think, if I remember correctly, I'm not just looking this up now, but I think he's still worth over $100 billion. So you know, that tells you. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't go wrong, and it's gone wrong for them twice in 1 week, in a very noticeable way, and you know, very bad way for them, because it's the same week that a whistleblower has been testifying against Facebook in front of the American Congress.
And those things were juxtaposed in time. You know, I'm sure it's coincidence, but there were various conspiracy theories who, of course, let themselves out of the traps, suggesting many reasons, you know, why this might have happened. But, you know, the explanation is that it was a technical reason, the kind of thing that can happen. It's just surprising that it happens to an organization that operates on that scale. Mark tells me that Mr. Zuckerberg is worth $119.3 billion U.S. dollars.
Yeah, I think that
if
was before
Monday. If he can spare any of those, I will give my email address later. Sorry.
I think that was before Monday. He's just worth just over $100 billion now. I think
wiped
off over $10 billion.
A bagatelle.
Look, you know, I don't really agree with the conspiracy theories, because it went down again on Friday after the congressional hearing.
Yes.
So,
which I think, you know, paid to the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, well, you know, unless they did it just to make sure that people didn't believe it was a conspiracy. Look, I think there's a number of things about this, isn't there? One is how dependent we have become upon Facebook and its products, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp in particular. I'm struggling, you know, if the world's water through our taps was cut off for 6 hours globally, it would have got a lot of coverage, probably a similar amount to the coverage that this has got. So it tells us how very dependent we are upon this, and not just for our own personal addictions, of which, you know, most of us are addicted to our phones and these sorts of apps, unfortunately, but also because lots of businesses rely on Facebook to be there. For example, you may notice when you log on to a third-party website, nothing to do with Facebook, you often, for the first time, you get the option of creating your own username and password or using your Facebook credentials to log into that, right? Not a good idea, by the way.
No, you've never recommended that, have you?
No, because it means that Facebook gets insight into what you're doing on those other websites as well as on its own, or I should say a greater insight. So that's not a good idea, but a lot of people do that. So people who've set up accounts effectively using Facebook credentials then couldn't log on to those third-party businesses or other services. That means those businesses lost money. Other businesses were unable to, run art galleries through Instagram or communication networks via WhatsApp. So it hit business all over the place because Facebook is a utility, and we expect it to be there just as we expect electricity to be there, and occasionally it's not. But it's very telling how dependent upon it we've become. And I guess the follow-up question that I would ask is then, is it in safe hands, and is it wise to put so much power in the hands of a privately held company of which Mark Zuckerberg owns, well, he owns a minority shareholding, but he's got the majority of the voting rights on it.
So, like the telecom companies in America, I think in the 1970s, maybe it was the 60s, perhaps it is time for a breakup of the organization into smaller parts, and also competition. Competition is what the world thrives upon, we're constantly being told by politicians. They need competition urgently.
So to answer those two points, since Facebook bought Instagram and bought WhatsApp, these were buy-ins, Facebook has been working relentlessly to unify the code, to make sure that it's one big suite of computer programs, and it just comes up with different functions and different brands as Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook. And
the reason right, so why you can't break it up.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to bring it to. They're trying to create facts on the ground such that it would be akin to chopping off the arms and legs of a person. The person couldn't survive like that. So I think that...
Shades of Monty Python, I think.
Yeah, exactly. None shall pass. I just think it is unwise, and I think Facebook, and I'm not the first person to say this, but Facebook is facing a big tobacco moment. And the reason why I say that is because it's reminiscent of a few decades ago when the large tobacco companies, who at the time were very powerful, although arguably not as powerful as Facebook is now, were doing internal research, finding that their products were harmful, even lethal, and still running advertisements with actors dressed in white coats as if they were doctors telling us that smoking was good for us. And there are now allegations from the whistleblower that, they've published various allegations through the Wall Street Journal over the last three weeks or so. But there are allegations that, Facebook has done its own internal research and found that Instagram was harmful to its users, particularly young women and girls, their body image, their propensity to suicide.
And we have to say allegations vigorously challenged and denied.
Absolutely. So
Facebook on the other side, but interesting nevertheless.
Yeah, so Facebook have said that, the whistleblower's interpretation is wrong and that, it's a much more complex picture than that. Unfortunately for Facebook, this particular whistleblower appears to have copied quite a number of internal memos and other documents before leaving and is publishing them. So, I guess it's open for us all to interpret. But we shouldn't just focus on Facebook. The point is we have these social media companies now that are huge. They're big enough to push back against governments and against legislation. Marry that with the fact that legislators in this country and certainly in the Congress, from what I saw a few days ago, don't really understand what Facebook is and does, and therefore their ability to regulate it is limited by their lack of understanding. So what they need, what all legislative bodies globally need when dealing with social media, is an advisory committee made up of ideally former employees of these companies, people who know how these services work, and ideally where some of the bodies are buried as well. And just like we have, Sage for, COVID, to give advice to the government on COVID, because the government doesn't know anything itself about COVID, it has to take advice. In the same way, there should be formal bodies set up to give advice.
Comprised of people who know what they're doing and saying, rather than legislators who often you know, it's not their fault, don't have the specific technical expertise. Yeah. Fevzi, got to leave it there. I'm under pressure to get moving on and get to commercials. So thank you so much for doing this. If anybody wants to ask you a tech question, maybe about implementation of the new Windows 11, if they're one of the early adopters this week, where do they go?
Yeah, first of all, don't do that. But if you do want to ask about that or anything else, come and say hello to me on Twitter @GadgetDetective or check out the website www.GadgetDetective.com.